Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com from the PNC studio at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, two wins in a row for the Bears. They come home against Denver. A little different, though. We thought we'd be seeing Peyton Manning. We're not going to be seeing Peyton Manning. Brock Osweiler, how does that change the preparation for the Bears' defense?
It shouldn't. It's just got to stay the normal course. Yeah, there's things that Peyton Manning will do at this line of scrimmage that's different than Brock Osweiler. But however, you're talking about a different athlete, probably faster on his feet, taller, can see over the line of scrimmage. So I'm sure the alterations that the Denver offense will make will try to fit the style of this new quarterback. And then just realize this is a good defensive football team coming into Chicago where your offense has to continue to progress, the defense has to take advantage of a new quarterback, and the special teams have to take that next step further in getting better and better like they have the last couple weeks.
Flipping it over to the other side of the ball, I was really impressed with the way the Bears attacked a really aggressive and good Rams defense. Denver comes in now with an excellent defense. What are the challenges that the Broncos present?
You know, similar to what St. Louis did, what are their strengths? What do they do so well that you have to try to beat that part of their football team? Second play of the game, they throw an out pass to a tight end and he goes 80-plus yards. That's one way you change. Put your athletes in different positions. Now you're a little bit more unpredictable. And that's the matchups that you're going to have to face on the line of scrimmage because they do have great pass rushers, but the Bears have been up to that challenge all year. And then you look at the changes. How do you take advantage of pass rushing? Throw a screen over the top of the rushing defensive lineman to whoever's playing running back and then turn that upfield for a big play. There's a wide variety of things they can do, and they had even a little subtle changes on the goal line with some formations that Adam Gase was able to devise, and I think that put a little confusion into the team in the red zone goal line specifically.
Bears have had a lot of injuries on offense up front with the offensive line. Alshon Jeffries missed a lot of time. Matt Forte's been out a couple of weeks, but they keep rolling along. To me, the one constant is Jay Cutler. The last six games, the Bears are 4-2, mostly because of him. He's been playing exceptionally well, in my opinion. What do you see from Jay?
I just think that his confidence, and we talked a little bit earlier about it. When they did go to San Diego, he threw an interception. There was no panic from anybody. They went to the sidelines, discussed what happened with Adam Gase, made the understanding with all the receivers and the coaches and the quarterback position that they still had a great deal of confidence in the guys that were out there. They came right back on the field and threw a bomb to Alshon Jeffery. That tells you a lot about the opponent's defense because now you didn't do anything to rattle Jay Cutler. You kind of got the offense riled up a little bit. But I really admire the strides that Jay Cutler has been able to make week in and week out. Whether it's early in the game or late in the game, the most important part when they're trying to win the game or catch up and get themselves in the scoring position, that's when we see Jay at his best.
Tom is always at his best, so this is my favorite part of this segment here, where we ask Tom to reflect on the opponent that the Bears are going to play that week. Tom, for those of you that don't know, grew up in Chicago area as a Bear fan, went to Notre Dame, played for the Bears, and remains with the Bears. So his entire life has been all about the Bears. When I say Denver Broncos, what do you think of?
I think of going out to Denver and playing the Broncos on a Monday night. And all week long, they put in a special play for William Perry. He's going to run an option at the goal line with Jim McMahon. So we practice it and practice it. So Dicka decides to call it in the game, and we fumbled. And I tell you what, it created a lot of turmoil. I don't even know if we won the game, but for putting so much practice time into one play and trying to capitalize on the fridge demonium, we ended up putting the ball on the ground, and I don't think we ran the play again.
I do think that might have been the game Kevin Butler won on the last-second field goal, if memory serves. So I think it turned out pretty well for
us. Good for us. I just remember the fumble.
Of course you do. Offensive lineman, typically. Great stuff as always, Tom. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.